I count it an honor and a privilege, and I am truly humbled to be here at Silver City with you this week. I tell you what, we've been praying, been excited, but a few days ago it seemed like there was a dread come over us and a burden, and you preachers know what we're talking about. We've prayed and we've sought and we've asked God maybe what direction He'd have us to go, and man, I tell you what, we're a little scattered, but the Lord did give us a little piece of scripture, and this ain't going to be the message tonight, but Lord, if you got a piece of paper, you want to write it down, you ain't even got to turn to it, but it says in Ezra, maybe the ninth chapter, about the eighth verse, it says, "And now for a little space, grace hath been showed from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in His holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage." And maybe that's what our heart's desire and prayer is, that even though it may seem like we've been bound down by the world and the world's coming at us from every side, maybe that even though we might feel bound, that there might be a little reviving come. Maybe there might be a little something come that'll turn us loose for a little while. And I tell you what, if there's ever been a point in time, and in that of the church, where they've needed reviving, I'm talking about the body of Christ, and they've needed reviving, and it's in this day and time. My prayer this week is not only that lost men, women, boys, and girls might be saved, but for those that it's been a long time since they felt that of the Spirit of God, since it's been a long time maybe since they've had a fire about them, maybe to get a little reviving into that of their heart. And I tell you what, and I love your pastor to death. And he's helped me in more ways than he'll ever know. Y'all got a good one. When he asked us, we knew that we needed to come this way. And no doubt as maybe the virus or whatever had come up, it no longer seemed maybe as just a few month wait, but it turned into a couple years wait. And man, it's been so long, but I've told him the burden. I've tried my best to pray. And man, as we began to really pray and get serious, and I began to beg God and say, "Lord, we need just a little message to help these folks." The Lord showed us the scripture that He'd given to us. Now, it seems like in the last 3-4 weeks, it seems like everything, man, around us has been crumbling and falling. And there for a little space, I said, "Lord, there's no way I'll be able to go to Silver City with them fine folks. There's no way, God, I'll be able to stand there with them." And Lord, tonight the Lord wants us to share with you what He showed to me. And man, I tell you what, if you got your Bibles and you want to turn with us, maybe throw you a finger over in the 77th Psalm. We're going to do some reading in a little bit of other places. But maybe if we had one thought over another, it would be, "I remembered God." And maybe we're just going to show you just a little bit what God showed us, the Lord being her helper. The Bible said in one place that Satan walketh to and fro as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The book of Job talks about how he is walking to and fro in the earth. The Lord told Peter in one place, said, "Behold, Satan desireth to sift you as wheat." And I tell you this right now, there might be times, and Satan will come to you, and he'll try his best to ground you into nothing but powder. And he'll try to crush you and to make you feel like you're nothing. No doubt tonight in this place, there's needs. No doubt tonight in this place, maybe not every one of us has something in our heart that we need the Lord to touch. But I'll tell you this right now, you give it to that of the Lord. And David said, y'all ain't got to turn there, but in the 69th Psalm, he said, "Save me, O God, for the waters are coming unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of of mine head. And it says that they would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully, or mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. Man, I tell you what, David had found himself in a place where he was in need. He needed something from the Lord, and he turned to him and began to run to him. You can look in the book of Psalms over and over and over again. Amen. And they went to the Lord. They cried unto the Lord. He said in one place, he reached down into the miry pit and pulled me up and set me on my feet upon a rock and established my goings. David said in one place, I'll look up unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Amen. But I tell you, in the 77th Psalm, he said, I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. And my soul ran in the night and ceased not. Now pay attention to this. My soul refused to be comforted. It said, I remembered God and was troubled. I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Now I tell you this right now. We began to read and began to study. Man, David had gotten into a place where he felt all alone. He had a need. And he cried out unto God. And it felt like even God himself wasn't listening unto that of his prayer. He thought surely he was alone. Thought surely the Lord had forsaken him. But then he said, I remembered God. God was there the whole time. And I tell you this right now. It said his soul refused to be comforted. Man, there's been many a times in my life where I've been in a place where my soul needed comforting. I had gotten burdened down, beat up and low down. Amen. And the Lord come and tried to comfort me in the way that he knew was best. And it wasn't the way that Grayson Seegers wanted it. So my soul would refuse that comforting. Amen. I tell you what, if we're all honest, every one of us has been in that place at some point or another. There's been a point in time in our life when God said, this is what you need. This is best for you. And we've turned our back and we've said, no, God, that ain't the best for me. We've refused that of what God has offered. But then he remembered the times that he cried out and he said to the Lord, oh, God, save me. He remembered, Lord, restore to me the joy of thy salvation. And he remembered all the times that God had been there with him. And I tell you this tonight, there might be a need in every one of our lives. And if you want to experience revival tonight, remember God. Remember what he's done for you. Amen. And for think back on the things he's done and where he's brought you from. Amen. And give thanks for that. Amen. I tell you this right now. The Bible says that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. I tell you this right now. And if you ain't got nothing else to praise him for, you saved, aren't you? And I tell you this right now. And if you ain't got nothing else that God's done for you, if you can't remember nothing else, remember that of the salvation God has bestowed upon you. And I tell you this right now. The Bible said when Zion travail, she'll bring forth sons and daughters. And I tell you what, tonight for the church to get into travail, remember where God's brought you from. And when you remember and it begins to stir, like the writer said, behold, I stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. When your pure mind begins to get stirred up and you begin to praise him, then will conviction fall and it'll begin to get on those lost souls. And I tell you this right now, that's when travail takes place. Man, I remember back when I was lost and undone. And the services where folks sat there with their arms folded and they sat there and didn't engage. That's the services I could sit through. That's the services I could make it through. Amen. But I tell you this right now, when the church choked up one with another and they began to do what God had had them to do, amen, I tell you what, conviction would fall and I couldn't sit there. I didn't want to sit there. It says in one place that the unrighteous can't sit in the council maybe of the righteous. I tell you this right now, if we begin to do that that God has bid of us to do and remember where He's brought us from, and then will folks round about Silver City be saved. Amen. So tonight, this might be short, this might be scattered, we're about done. Amen. But I tell you what, amen, if you've got a need in your life, if you felt like you're all alone and feel like there's no way out, amen, if you feel like there ain't nothing going to help you, amen, just remember God. Remember He's never forsaken you. He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. Come get it worked out tonight so that revival can take place in your heart. Amen. And I'm not just talking about the church as a whole. Focus on yourself first. Amen. You don't need to pray for everybody else to get revival. Amen. If you need it for yourself, amen, how can you pray for somebody else if you ain't got the Spirit, amen, to go on their behalf? There's been times I've tried my hardest and begged God and said, Lord, help this one over here. Help this one over here. Help this one over here. And knowing in my own heart and in my own life, I didn't have the strength to get up and to go for myself. Tonight, amen, come to the Lord. Tell Him you have a need. Amen. And He'll bless you tonight. It's not a shame to be in need. I'll tell you this right now, so many times in my own life, man, I've been embarrassed when I found myself in need. Man, I didn't want to talk to nobody. I didn't want nobody to know. It was between me and God. Man, but I tell you what, when I got alone, I still didn't try to work it out because I said, here I am, I'm a failure. Here I am, I've failed you, Lord. Man, I'll tell you this right now, I don't care how many failures I've made. I don't care how many times I've turned my back on the Lord. He's always been there every step of the way. He'll be the same way for you tonight. Do you want to see loved ones saved? Do you want to see the kids around about this place saved? Oh man, then come. Oh man, get whatever it is that might hinder right. Oh man, and may, let a little reviving take place in your heart tonight. Oh man, so that the church can go and travail together. Oh man, I tell you what, I'm in this thing with you. If you want to run 2 months from now and keep on running, I'll be here with you. And I tell you what, let's just get in this thing tonight. Let's get whatever might be in our hearts and in our lives cast through the side so that lost men, women, boys and girls might be saved. I believe I've done that God had had me to do. Y'all come on with a song as these men step out and the church stands to their feet.